You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Archbishop of Abuja, Cardinal John Aniakin, said it's wrong to spiritualize poverty during an address on Friday to the 51st International Eucharistic Congress currently taking place in Cebu, Philippines. The Nigerian cardinal was speaking on the Eucharist and the dialogue with the poor and suffering. After his talk, he spoke to Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett.
Cardinal Aniakin, first of all, we want to wish you happy birthday from Vatican Radio and all the Vatican media. How many candles did you blow out today?
72 virtual candles.
And what, real ones? What,
four real ones. Four real ones. I really, when I received the program for the International Eucharistic Congress and found that I was to talk on January 29th, I said, my God, that is my birthday. And on the one hand, I felt that I will not be at home for my birthday, but on the other hand, I said, I will be here with an international celebration, and I have received it. And I thank God for the years, 72 years of blessings.
And they sang to you Everlasting Love,
yes,
didn't they?
Yes.
Has anyone ever sung Everlasting Love
to you? Not in this kind of a forum.
Now, you gave one of the keynote speeches.
Yes.
And in your talk, one of the things that struck me when I was listening to you was when you talked about material poverty, which you called misery. Now, in English, that's a very strong word.
Yes.
Because it's much more than just material poverty, isn't it?
Well, that is because, like I said, poverty can mean many things. After all, in the church, poverty can be a virtue. We speak of evangelical counsels of chastity, poverty, and obedience. So the word poverty itself could be positive. But there is a poverty that is not to be welcome, which I describe as misery. A material poverty that ends up in misery, in deprivation of the mere essentials of life. And there are many people in the world of our days that are suffering that kind of poverty. So we cannot spiritualize poverty as if it is a good thing. It can never be a good thing.
Now, you also spoke about sacrifice in the African tradition. You even brought in animals and many other images. What did you mean when you spoke about sacrifice in the African tradition?
This is because in the African traditional religion, you offer sacrifice always. And the sacrifice can be fruits on the road junction. It can be animals you slaughter. The chicken especially is always, you kill a chicken for almost everything. So we are used to killing animals as a way of praying to God, because the sacrifice is a form of prayer that is much higher than just saying, oh God, give me this. Now, when you come from that kind of background and you then begin to learn Christianity and you hear about Holy Mass, which is a reenactment of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, it hits us very clearly, so that we are quite familiar with the idea of sacrifice. We are amazed at the fact that God allows his son to be sacrificed, which is again in the African context. Many of our tribes, we have stories about the king's daughter sacrificed for the tribe in moments of mortal danger. So when we hear that God allowed his own son to be sacrificed, it is like God cannot do more than this. Now, what it does mean is that for people who are not used to this, for people who belong to Christianity since time immemorial, who have never had an experience of sacrifice in a religion that is not Christian, it is not generally easy to understand. But for us, very simple, very clear. Which is why when you want Mass said, you say you want the sacrifice of the Mass to be said for you. And there's a question of offering sacrifice of the Mass. And when the people are there at Mass, they say this is a situation where the Son of God is going to be sacrificed on this altar. And they believe it firmly.
That was Cardinal John Aniakin, the Archbishop of Abuja in Nigeria, who is attending the 51st International Eucharistic Congress taking place in Cebu, Philippines.